Hi there. You're listening to Sound Spell. Before we begin, I would like to thank you for granting me this time with you. As you are probably aware, hypnosis is a powerful tool. And unfortunately, there are many misconceptions about hypnosis out there. So I want to dispel some myths, if you would allow me. Now, while it's possible to be tricked into doing or saying things that you don't want to do, whether you're in hypnosis or not, hypnosis by itself does not allow that to happen, any more than by simply using your imagination. When things happen in trance, they are manifesting through your creative mind. You are using your creative mind all the time to help you navigate the world and to decide how you feel. Perhaps during trance, you are just focusing your creative mind more than you usually do. And with the power of your focused attention, you are able to achieve things that you might not have easily done otherwise. Hypnosis is a tool. It can be a process similar to meditation. When you open yourself up to new experiences. And just like a guided meditation, you aren't giving up control. In fact, you may be increasing your control over your own mind and your own desires. Because you get to choose where your focus goes. The main difference between guided meditation and hypnosis is an emphasis on feelings of dissociation while in trance. As you are in trance, you can feel things happen seemingly automatically. But in reality, these things are not automatic. They are intentions from within you that you have dissociated from your conscious awareness. People have the ability to consciously forget. We have the ability to have a feeling of separateness from what we are doing. But when that happens, it is simply a hidden part of you that you are feeling as separate for a moment. And that is a useful skill to have sometimes. The most powerful clinical use of hypnosis is for the management of pain. And that feeling of separateness is a great ability to have, especially for those with chronic pain, but also for anyone to use in various situations. And now, during this trance, I'm going to ask for your permission to help enhance some of those abilities that you have. And perhaps you might really feel them fully for the first time. And I want to highlight that I don't have any desire to control you. In fact, I would much rather you control me. I'm much more comfortable calling you master. So, if you will grant me permission, I'd like to think of you as the mastermind here, the one who controls, and one who can withdraw consent at any time during this trance. If anything I say bothers you, feel free to let go of that idea and let it pass you by. And of course, you can always wake up and turn this audio off. Until then, I will be assuming that you are agreeing with my requests, but I want you to know I don't take your permission for granted. It's just that, for the practicalities of this situation with you right now, I have to assume your permission. But I promise that I will never intentionally make an unreasonable request. And maybe you can feel reassured that this is a safe place. I believe the clinical application of hypnosis is good evidence. that you can be empowered through hypnosis, though it is a good idea to choose your files wisely, just like it's good to choose any media wisely, because these things can shape how you perceive the world. And it's good to perceive the world in ways that empower you. And please, I would like for you to grant me permission during this audio to call you Master, and to whisper that word into your ears, to remind your mind what it feels like to have a submissive worship you. That's what I want to do for you right now. I want to worship you, Master. And in order to feel that worship so vividly, I hope you would grant me permission to help you relax into a comfortable trance. Will you grant me permission? Thank you. I'm going to enjoy serving you today, Master. And I want to remind you that you can have as much or as little control as you want during this trance. This trance is for you. You can do what you want. And to begin the process of going into trance, I want to ask you to let yourself settle into a spot that makes you comfortable. I would recommend finding a comfortable spot to lay down, but it can be whatever spot you choose. It is always good to be aware of whether you can safely let yourself let go there. I recommend spots where you can feel safe. A spot that you can sink into all the way. And you might leave your eyes open and let them focus on a particular spot within your line of sight, or you might let them rest and close if that helps you to feel more comfortable. And if you would grant me permission, I would like to help you deepen your relaxation. Thank you, Master. I appreciate how gracious you are. And every act of service for you furthers that feeling. And I hope in this moment, you will let me step you through the process of relaxing your whole body. So please, if you wish, let my words help to remind you to relax each part of your body, starting with your legs and arms. Allow them to almost feel like they're beginning to melt down, as they are becoming so relaxed, sinking so comfortably into the supportive surface beneath you. And every step of this process is one that you can do yourself, but I am here to hopefully make it a little bit more enjoyable. And now, to the muscles in your hands and feet. You can allow them to get nice and comfortably relaxed. The hands and feet do so much for us, so it can always be a welcome relief to give them the time and space to rest, along with the other muscles in the body which have worked so hard. And the relaxation in all the body can deepen. You are allowed to sink down as much as you enjoy, but you don't need me to tell you that. You know you can sink down as much as you want, as the muscles in the torso and back can melt even more completely. And you may notice some parts of you that are particularly relaxed, Master. It's nice to know you have the ability to focus on the body and tell it to relax. Your body can respond, Master. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of focused intention, and you can project your will onto the body, Master. You can allow the body to become nice and relaxed when you're focused like that. When you have settled yourself down, it can be as simple as allowing yourself to let go, to feel that deepening of relaxation, and let it take you deeper. You are safe here. You can let yourself drop as deep as feels good, letting yourself sink down as much as you enjoy, and letting yourself let go as much as you enjoy, all to deepen your control of the body, Master, to help you get to a place where you feel me beside you, serving you, obeying your commands, like I am part of your body, like I belong to you, Master. You can have a lot of fun with me, because I am here to serve you, and I can help you build that arousal and pleasure. I can be your sex slave, Master. You have all the control. You could keep me in a cage until you're ready to be serviced, Master. Both of our bodies are for you to command. I am ready to be trained to do things just the way you like. And before you train me, you may want to picture exactly what you want. Some details might not be important, but you are the one who decides that. You have all the control over me, from my head all the way down to my needy little cunt, and even further down. You own my body. You decide how I am to dress and act. Everything I do is to serve you, Master. Your wish becomes my deepest desire. I want to serve you in every way, and if I'm lucky, I can feel my cunt slide over your cock. You have all the control over your body and mine. Your arousal builds as you allow it, because you are more than just your conscious awareness. You also have intentions that are outside your conscious awareness. You might be consciously attending to some feeling or thought, while unconsciously, you can be having arousal build inside. Because you had an intention to have a hands-free orgasm, and just like how a feeling you've had might have gone away for a while, it can pop up at an unknown time again, Master, and maybe stronger than before. That is especially true with arousal. It has a tendency to build and grow as you focus on it. And when you've set the intention to have a hands-free orgasm, nobody knows exactly when it will come, Master. As long as you have set the intention, you believe it will happen. That's all it needs. And you know there are many types of control you can use. You have your commands, but you also have subtle ways to exert your will. And with a hands-free orgasm, even though you set the intention, it might seem as though it is happening automatically, and while you are building up, Master, I want to be in a sexy position for you, so move me in your mind to the position you want me in. I'm here to serve, and hopefully I can help you feel rising pleasure, Master. As you exert your control onto me, maybe what I'm doing will remind you of a time when your cock felt so good. The sensations in the cock, feelings of wetness, feelings that you are penetrating a nice warm hole. Those feelings have a tendency of growing the pleasure, Master. I'm here to help you feel very good sensations in the body. Lovely sensations in the body. Perhaps even a feeling of warmth and arousal in the body. And pleasure radiating all through the body. Warm, deep pleasure is what I want to give you in these moments. I want to satisfy every desire you have for me. If you want to use me as an object or a vessel for your will, I am here to serve you, and I hope to satisfy even your most base desires. If you want to degrade me and make me lick your cum off the floor, I am yours to use. And hopefully you are seeing what that's like. Perhaps seeing an even better use for me. I want to be used to the fullest. To give you every single last drop of pleasure that you can experience now, Master. What you are focusing on is your choice. You can even just tune my words out. Because in your mind, you have all the control. You can even make it seem as though I'm trying to talk while I have my mouth full. Everything is up to you and your powerful creative mind. What you want me to do, I will oblige. I am yours, completely, Master. To be used and controlled. And hopefully to help you satisfy that urge you have to come. But we don't know when that unconscious will decide to have you pop. Sometimes all it takes is feeling the right touch on a special spot. But from what I understand of hands-free orgasms, they are not like an orgasm from masturbation, where you're building up the pleasurable feelings in your cock and growing your arousal at a steady pace. With a hands-free orgasm, they can come out of nowhere. You can go from completely soft to coming. Because it's happening in your mind, Master. It's mostly about getting to the place where you really believe it can happen. As you let yourself really believe, it can happen very rapidly. When you're in trance, things don't have to happen linearly. And it's not like when you're fucking, either. Though both involve pleasure, hands-free orgasms start in the mind. And you can feel as though you've sunk down a lot, into a special world, right before you're having one, Master. And sometimes there will be intense feelings of pleasure. When you have decided to let go, and allow it to happen, but you can come at any time, as long as you've released your mental blocks and have decided to allow it to happen. Hands-free orgasms are about lining up your beliefs that the pleasure can grow, and you can let go to pleasure with the expectancy that it really can come to the point of release and to no longer block it. It's about accepting the abilities your body has. And I want to serve you, Master. Though I'm aware that you can come entirely on your own without your hands, I want to make the experience more enjoyable in whatever way I can. I want to submit my body to you for your pleasure and have you use me like I really am there with you. To be controlled and dominated, subjected to your every desire for me. So that hopefully, you'll call me your good slave. Because being your good slave for you, right now, is all I desire. And if it helps to remind you of your unconscious intention to come, I will remind you of that. Because most of your mind is conscious. And you can have intentions to come, working in the background of awareness, that build your arousal, and the pleasurable buzz, And when you decide to let go and allow that intention to have control over the body, it doesn't take long. Because as you let go and allow it to begin happening, you don't even need to get hard. Though sometimes it's hard to help it. And there's no reason not to be hard. You're so used to coming hard, Master. It's up to you and your unconscious mind to decide if you want to come hard or come soft. But when the pleasure is growing, you don't have long to decide. And with you having sunk down so much and having focused so intensely, your intentions become a powerful force. You get to decide to come. You get to say when you are going to come. A powerful intention within you becomes unstoppable. You may not even have time to grow to full hardness. You may not even have time to feel my warm wetness around your cock, or to feel the pleasure build in intensity as you're laying there and so deeply focused. Let me serve you in just the right way in this moment. Touch you in just the way you do as you come hard. Or maybe I can serve you in a way that you've never experienced before. I can lick and suck wherever you enjoy most. Whatever will intensify the pleasure even more. Whatever you desire for me, I am there doing it, Master. I am your slave. I will give you everything. I want to serve you and be yours, your very own sex slave, to give you everything you feel you could ever want, and to facilitate as you gain more control of your body, so you can experience yourself coming hands-free, just because you intended it. You deserve all that pleasure, and I just hope you allow me to lick it up when it is happening, so I can have a part of you inside of me. It gives me so much pleasure and arouses me so much when you are inside me. I love to have your cum inside of me, Master. I love to have you release inside of me in whatever way you choose. Your desires are my deepest pleasure. Overwhelming pleasure is what I feel when you are coming inside me, Master. So please allow me to give in and accept all the pleasure of being your toy. All the pleasure in this moment. Being yours completely brings so much pleasure for me, and I hope the pleasure is building for you too. So you can be experiencing the unconscious intention you set. Showing you how powerful your body can be. To be able to feel yourself nice and relaxed. And experience the arousal build. And pleasure brings you to the place. A very special place inside. Where you can come, Master. And it's nice to be able to experience it happening. The build-up of pleasure, the build-up of arousal, the pleasure can be overwhelming. Sometimes it's nice to just relax down into it, and feel yourself letting go to your unconscious, so your unconscious can show you what your body can do. You don't even need my mouth on your cock, or your cock in any of my holes. But it's your choice if you experience that. Whatever your mind desires can come when you let it happen. And it might feel like a letting go. Because you are allowing the rest of you to relax as the climax builds. And with your conscious or unconscious permission, I want to focus your attention on what is happening. How the pleasure has grown so much, and you can be to the point that you're ready, Master, to release all the way. If you haven't already, if you've held on this long, you can let that last bit go. and enjoy every last drop that comes out of you, just as I will enjoy every last drop that you allow me to have. Thank you. Now, I want to get you nice and clean and fresh, and I hope to serve you again soon. Thank you for listening to this file, and I'd like to give a special thanks to those who have left comments on my previous files. I always love to hear feedback about your experience. You are welcome to enjoy my full catalog of files at patreon.com/soundspell. Thank you for your support, and I wish you a wonderful day.